This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you want a vivid picture of the agony of God's love as he relates to his rebellious people, then read Hosea chapter 11. The focus of the agony of God's love is amplified in 4 points: love demonstrated, love rejected, love agonizing, love triumphant. God demonstrated his love for his people right from the start. He loved them through their rebellious adolescence. He taught them to walk, healed them when they were injured, and led them with cords of kindness. He freed them from bondage and fed them. He demonstrated his faithful love, but they turned to other gods and refused to repent, determined to reject his love. This led to the agony of God's love, torn between judging rebellion while wanting to embrace and restore the rebellious child, declaring, "My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I turn and devastate, for I am God and not man. The Holy One among you, I will not come in wrath." Love triumphant is when God's people follow the Lord. God will roar like a lion, and his people will come to him trembling. Like birds and doves, they will come from their places of rebellion and settle in their homes. If you've rebelliously turned from God to go your own way, let me tell you, God loves you. In agony of heart, he will pursue you. Why not turn to him and let him embrace you with his love? If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.